Sports.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by the Vice President of Marketing for Lexus. It's my pleasure to welcome Dave Nordstrom back to the airways. Hey there, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Great to be here.
Always a pleasure spending time here in Los Angeles, and certainly this auto show has continued to blossom since the change of the date a little while back.
Yeah, it's a great time of year. Everybody, it's for Los Angeles, just getting out of summer, and people are back in school, and the holidays are coming, and so having this around Thanksgiving really gets a lot of people into the shopping mode, which is a good thing.
Perfect. And we've got a really cool vehicle to talk about here. It is a North American debut of a new hybrid. It's the fifth hybrid from Lexus, and this is a very interesting vehicle. It's the C200H. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, Bob, it's the CT200H, and we just released, presented it in Europe a few months ago. CT200H is our fifth hybrid, as you just said, and the CT200H for us, it's great driving dynamics, so it's a good combination of high MPG, so someone that wants high MPG from their luxury vehicle, but also great driving dynamics.
Excellent. Tell our listeners a little bit about the styling of the CT200H. I understand it's a five-door design.
It's a five-door hatchback, and for us, it's really starting to show the evolution of Lexus design philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really see it on the front grille. You can see much more aggressive stance of the vehicle. So even the way it's planted from the rear view, much more planted vehicle. And so when you look at it, it looks like a fun, sporty car to drive. And actually, when you get in the car, it delivers on that promise. So it's fun to drive. It's got McPherson front struts. It's got double wishbone suspension. So the chief engineer, when designing the car, was very focused on making the car fun to drive. So the way it looks, it's actually the way it delivers when you get in and drive it.
That sounds great, Dave. I understand it's got some really cool technology that allows the driver to kind of select his mode of driving. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's our first hybrid with what we call drive mode select. So there's three different modes that the vehicle has. Primarily, it's in the normal mode. But if you want to be more environmentally friendly, you can put it in eco mode, and that changes the accelerator, how much power you're going to get when you step on the accelerator. But then when you change it to sport mode, it actually changes the steering dynamics, so you get a little bit heavier feel. So
oh, that's great.
More connected to the steering of the vehicle. Also, it changes the accelerator, so once you step on it, you get a lot more power right at the initial, when you're stepping on the gas at the beginning. And it changes the handling just a little bit, so it lets you go into corners just a little bit more aggressively before the PIM kicks in. So it really changes the feel of the car.
Tell us a little bit about the interior design philosophy of the C200H. What's the interior like, Dave?
This is a Lexus through and through. So the materials, and when you look at this is a move-up vehicle for us. We expect a lot of people to be coming into luxury to be looking at this vehicle and be looking for Lexus for the first time. So throughout the whole vehicle, you really see the Lexus quality and the Lexus materials. The dash is designed a little bit differently, so it's a horizontal-looking dash. So you walk in or you get in the vehicle, and it's very inviting. Not quite as cockpit-looking as I think you'll find some other cars in this class. So we're very excited about how the interior really came together combined with the exterior.
That's excellent. When will we see the CT200H available for purchase in North American dealerships?
It'll be available in February. We start delivering it to dealers in February, so February, March. We've been doing a lot with the CT200H around the country for a number of months, so this is a new car for us, so it hasn't been like we've had to change a model cycle, and so there's no concern about selling down a current generation, so it's all brand new. So we've had the car all over the United States, and we'll continue to have it all over the United States to get people in the car, experience the car, and experience the fun of it.
Dave, as you mentioned, this is going to be an entry-level vehicle for the Lexus brand right now. The IS is the entry-level vehicle, so this will slot below that vehicle. And as you pointed out, I would imagine lots of different conquest buyers are going to be perhaps looking at the Lexus brand for the first time.
This is the vehicle is a little bit smaller than the IS. The packaging is, like we talked about, just a little bit different. We still think it's going to appeal to a very sporty person, someone who wants a really fun car to drive. But it really is, for us, it's the first car in what we call the compact premium segment. So it is a little bit smaller. It's the smallest car that we've ever made. And it will be it will be priced below the IS, and we're still working on pricing, but it'll be priced below the IS, and we do think it'll bring a new consumer into the Lexus brand. We do think there's going to be a lot of people moving up into luxury, maybe some that moved out of luxury over the way the economy's gone the last couple of years and coming back in, and we think it's a great opportunity to appeal to them, but also a little bit different mindset of a Lexus customer, a new Lexus customer that hasn't seen Lexus as a brand for them. With a car like this that we call, it kind of has two personalities. So it's got a great environmental story behind it with the hybrid and the 42 MPG, but it's also very fun to drive. And the driving dynamics deliver on the looks of it. So it's fun to look at, and it's also fun to drive.
Oh, that sounds great. Let's talk a little bit more about Lexus' commitment to hybrids. I mean, five vehicles. I mean, that in itself is a huge accomplishment. Tell us a little bit about that. And also, you mentioned to me off air about the number of miles that you guys have driven hybrid vehicles, or hybrid vehicles have been driven that are Lexus badged. And it really blew me away. Tell us all about it, Dan.
Yeah, our first hybrid for Lexus was in 2005. That was the RX 400H. When that came out in 2005, it really set the stage for a long line of luxury vehicles that we brought in hybrid powertrains. So we have everything from the new CT that's coming into the market in compact premium all the way up to the LS 600H, which is really the ultimate in luxury hybrid. And we've been selling, like I said, we've been selling the hybrid since 2005. And we actually calculated it, and if you look at all the hybrids that Lexus has sold worldwide and the miles that they've driven, we've driven over 6 billion miles, which we calculated this to, it's more than there are roads in the world.
Wow.
A lot of miles on our hybrids.
6 billion miles, that is truly remarkable. The C200H making its North American debut here at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. Can't wait to check it out. And, of course, I have to mention the supercar from Lexus, the LFA, doing extremely well. And congratulations on that as well. And I'm loving that we're seeing more F-line accessories becoming available across the brand. So Lexus is definitely moving in a sporting, more aggressive direction.
I think you'll see that a little bit in the design of the CT, but you'll also see it in future cars to come. That there's a new look that's coming to Lexus and a new assertiveness that you'll see in our vehicles. And like I said, CT is just the start of it.
And again, I really applaud your way of rolling out the supercar, the LFA, in order to stop speculators. You really came up with a very interesting solution to that. Explain that to our listeners.
The sales method?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's actually a couple things we're doing. You can either purchase the LFA with a lease, so that's a two-year lease, or the other thing that we're doing is you can purchase it, but we're going to have first right of refusal. So if you do decide that you want to buy it, but you think you want to sell it, we have the option of buying it at the price that we sold it to you in the first place.
Absolutely. I remember when the first LS was introduced here in the United States, and it wasn't that long ago, but time flies, and boy, certainly Lexus as a brand has grown just tremendously beyond most people's belief that it would way back there in the middle 80s.
There was a lot of doubters 20 years ago, but I think time has told, even though 20 years is not very long. I think you can start to say that Lexus has started to build a heritage of just great quality vehicles, and really a vehicle that can fit into most people's mindset about what they want from a luxury vehicle. Again, all the way from the CT200H to a supercar. We've got SUVs that cover the car-based SUV to truck-based SUV. So we have the full spectrum of vehicles, and with the dealer body who really treats customers like none other in the world, we think it's a great combination.
Absolutely. Everybody, come on down to the LA Auto Show and check out the new fifth hybrid from the folks at Lexus. It's the CT200H. Dave Nordstrom, the Director of Marketing, the Vice President of Marketing for Lexus, thank you so much for being part of our broadcast here from the LA Auto Show.
Thank you, Bob. Enjoy the show.
We'll take a time out and then more of our coverage, so don't go away.
This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. Right now, we're going to talk all things BMW with two good friends. First, let's welcome BMW's head of product planning, Martin Berkman, to the show. Hey there, Martin. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having us.
And also joining us is Tom Plusinski, BMW's product communications manager. Tom, welcome to L.A. How you doing?
Good to be here. Nice and warm, sunny day, great cars.
I just noticed that this venue just is such a nice place to showcase vehicles, and certainly seems to be growing in prominence in the automotive world. What do you think, Martin? Do you think the show has really come up the ladder, so to speak, since moving its date?
Yeah, I think it was key for them to find a more prominent date. There's certainly an incentive to travel west from the East Coast, where many of the OEs are in November. But I think also the unique passion of Californians for cars, their enthusiasm, but also the pioneering role of California in terms of things, emissions, and alternative propulsion is a great incentive and gives the show its distinct flavor and place within the service of auto shows.
And certainly, Tom, BMW has a very important market here in California, and you guys have used this area also to showcase some cool technologies like the 7 Series vehicle a little while back.
Exactly, and then the 7 Series Active Hybrid as well.
Mm-hmm.
California is one of our very biggest markets, and the L.A. area is one of the largest in the country as far as a
metro area.
Metro area, that's the right word. Yeah. So it is a very important show for us, not just for press days and for talking to people like you, but also to talk to our customers.
Great. So big news here at the show. Let's begin by talking about the X3. The wraps have come off. Martin, tell us all about it.
It's a fantastic vehicle. If you think back about this specific segment, SUV segment, the compact size is something that we claim to have founded in 2004 with the first generation X3. We have attracted a lot of interesting customers, also a lot of attention from our competitors, and they have lately been mounting extensive efforts and a reasonable and enviable success, to be quite frank. So it was time for BMW to strike back. And what you will see beginning of next year in the showrooms, the new second generation X3, is a full massive counter-strike. It's a fantastic vehicle. There are three things that I think are important to understand about the new X3. The first one is size. We have grown this vehicle outside, inside, knee room, leg room, trunk, all these things that really matter to the target group, but also presence and muscularity. It's a fun, cool vehicle to look at. It's very contemporary, and I think it exudes a level of self-confidence that you couldn't quite find on the predecessor.
Tom, let's talk a little bit more about the styling. Martin says it really has a very unique look. Tell us a little bit more about it.
It does have a nice presence on the road, and in fact, it was designed here in Southern California at our Design Work studio just in Newbury Park. So exterior designer is an American. He has worked on several other BMW products over the years, and we're happy to have it not only exterior designed in North America, but also built in the U.S. for the first time.
Wonderful. Tell us about the power plant offerings in the X3 lineup, Martin.
Okay, so we go back to a two-model lineup. We have a 28i, that's a 3-liter naturally aspirated power plant, 240 horsepower, and we have a 300 horsepower turbocharged engine, the 35i, which represents the top model. Both of them are all-wheel drive, both of them are automatic, now 8-speed automatics, and I think that's
wow.
A cool...
Yeah.
To quickly talk about those 8-speeds, because that's, I think, something that's so typically BMW. We call this efficient dynamics, and that's a nice marketing catchphrase. But it really means we give the customers more power, more go, and at the same time, we are more generous to their wallet because they pay less at the pump. The 8-speeds, closer ratio, longer overall drive, get a better go, get a better fuel economy.
It certainly makes a whole lot of sense. So some cutting-edge technology with the 8-speed automatic. Any other cool features debuting on the X3, Tom?
Well, wonderful fuel economy, as Martin alluded to, but also fantastic performance. The 35i version of it, the 0 to 60 in 5.5 seconds.
Wow.
So it's no slouch. And it's something very, very powerful for an SAV, for a sport activity vehicle, and... not that long ago, a performance car.
You're
was
not
able
kidding.
To do that, so.
I mean, that was supercar territory not that long ago.
Exactly.
For reference, if you want to segue into that direction, we are showing a 6 Series Coupe concept car on the booth. And I looked at the stats of the venerable M6
mm-hmm.
first generation.
Yeah.
286 horsepower, 3.5 liter or 3.6 liter, 24 valve engine. 0 to 60 in 6.2 seconds.
Wow, that really shows it up right there. Let's talk about this 6 Series concept vehicle. Debuted internationally over in Paris, and now we're seeing it for the first time here in North America in Los Angeles. Can't wait to see this vehicle, Tom. Tell us a little bit about the dynamic styling.
Well, this is the 6 Series concept coupe. So it is a preview of what the 6 Series will look like when it comes to the U.S. We're ready to announce the convertible this weekend. Actually, we can talk about it a little bit. It won't premiere here, but we will. You'll see the first photos online probably this weekend, and information will spread after that. It'll come to another auto show, and we'll talk about it later on. But the coupe concept is, it gives you an idea of where the 6 Series is going. It has gotten lower, longer, and wider. So our designers were able to make it very beautiful, aggressive, elegant, all in one shot, and hopefully customers like it.
Oh, no question. Can't wait, like I say, to see the 6 Series. Always been a big fan of that vehicle. As far as the convertible variant, Martin, anything that you can tell us off the record here without giving away too much?
Well, we'll be showing you the first pictures actually in a couple of hours. I think what Tom said is right. The 6 Series was a member of this BMW Flame Surfacing when it came out in the beginning of the millennium. And now it really completes this second wave of design evolution. It has a great blend of confidence, of sustained and somewhat withheld aggression, and yet it is elegant. It's a very beautiful looking car, and it will be a lot of fun to drive.
Tom, when will the X3 be available for North American consumers to purchase at their local BMW dealership?
Well, officially the vehicle goes on sale in the very first part of next year, so in January of next year. But we are trying to get a couple of demonstrators to each dealer before the end of the year. So if keep in touch with your dealer if you're interested, and you should have a chance to drive one before the year end.
Excellent. Martin, thank you very much for your time here today. And Tom, as well, thank you for joining us and telling us all about the exciting new X3 as well as the 6 Series concept vehicle.
Thank you.
We'll take a timeout, and then more of our coverage of L.A. is coming your way. I'm Bob Long.
Because I'm taking a trip California way. I'm going
driving down the automotive information superhighway at about 240. This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
In my home, I'll forget my sins. Yes, yes, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends. Cause I've decided where yours truly, really ought to be. And it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in Dayton. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And
hey, going to be in the Detroit area on November 26th? Well, listen up.
One of classic rock's most famous sax legends is coming home for Thanksgiving.
And he's bringing some very famous friends with him.
Alto Reed's Motor City All-Stars Thanksgiving Celebration, rocking at the Fillmore Friday night, November 26th. I'm the Doc Doug Podell from 94.7 WCSX, and I'll be your host for an awesome star-studded night of classic rock from Bob Seger's Silver Bullet sax man, Alto Reed, and Alto special guest featuring Detroit's own master of rock, Mitch Ryder, plus Spencer Davis, Howling Diablos, Martha Reeves, and more. Tickets start at $10 in advance. On sale now at LiveNation.com. A portion of the proceeds to benefit Goodwill Industries. This will be an unforgettable Motor City Music Thanksgiving celebration with Alto Reed's Motor City All-Stars and Friends. Friday night, November 26th, 7 p.m. at the Fillmore Detroit. Presented by TGIF Entertainment Group, Live Nation, and Detroit's own WCSX.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now, back to Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back bringing you extensive coverage of the press days of the L.A. Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by Cadillac's Director of Design, Clay Dean. Clay, how are you, my friend?
Doing good, thank you.
You just showed me pictures of a concept vehicle introduced here at the show. I've been here at my broadcast locale all day. It's called the VLC. Very striking, very unusual for the Cadillac brand.
It is. It's a completely different exploration, urban luxury concept, which really explores what would happen if you created a precious type of a luxury object that isn't big, but is a smaller size, about urban mobility and urban transportation in a city site, but it's a Cadillac, so it's a very, very different vehicle.
Size-wise, where does this fit in? Is it a B-segment car or a C-segment car?
It's really between B and A.
Really? It's that small?
It's relatively small. It's bigger than a Smart. It's a little wider than a Mini, probably about the overall length of a Mini. But it's a very, very different profile. It strikes a very different silhouette. It's for many people, it's a hard pill to swallow that Cadillac would actually explore something like this. And so we feel like we've touched the right nerve.
That's great. One of the more striking characteristics of the VLC are the scissors-type doors that we normally associate with exotic cars. But in this particular application, they actually have a practical aspect.
You bet. And I think one of the things we wanted to do is, because we're focusing on inside space and the usable space inside the car, what could we do to make that easier? So the large scissor doors are They're rotating doors that actually rotate up on a center spline. And as they rotate forward, they actually rotate down for parking garage space and others. But it opens up both of the seats in the rear in the car, both, not only the front, which gives you lots of great entry egress, but the rear seat, there's more room, easier to get in than a traditional coupe with this car. So it's a little bit of exotic. In fact, when we were developing this car internally, we called it the Micro Exotic. And because, you know, it, even though it can be very rational, a very pragmatic choice, it's kind of nice to have a little bit of theatrics as you're doing things with the car. It's kind of fun to be entertained.
Absolutely. And the rest of the design very much is dramatic as well and entertaining. Of course, it has a lot of the cues of the art and science design of Cadillac that we've seen, the edgy looks. But even the small details, I noticed the exhaust treatment, extremely well done. And tell us a little bit more about the overall look and face and the rear treatment of this vehicle.
Well, it's good you touched on the art and science. It's a philosophy that kind of guides us where we're going with Cadillac. We joke that it's a journey that has no end, because an artist is never satisfied with what he's executing, and technology is always ever changing. And so for us, it allows us to evolve rather naturally, which is kind of nice. The cues that you are familiar with Cadillac seeing with the vertical light signatures, you'll see them here. For us, we've talked at times that they pay homage to where we've been with almost the tail fin. It's a very, very distinctive look. You'll see the shield-shaped grille that is still pretty prominent on most of Cadillac vehicles. So we've got that. You've got, obviously, it is a propulsion engine, so it has a 1-liter, 3-cylinder.
Wow.
Turbocharged VCT with a hybrid assist. It's a thinking concept, if you will, where as we do advanced concepts for the exterior, our powertrain partners are doing advanced conceptualization on powertrains as well. So it's a concept that has potential to be something pretty efficient. And what's nice is that the size of the engine allows us to maximize the interior size of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And with a 3-cylinder, it allows us to have fantastic turning radius in the front of the car, because we can just turn the wheels lock that much further. So it's we actually designed the car from the inside out. Instead of saying, well, here is a platform, here is an engine, we said, look, if we would have an urban transport luxury car, here's how we would package it. Here's where the people would be, and here's how much space it would be, and here's how long we'd want to be, and here's the kind of maneuverability we would want to have. Now that you fill in the blank spaces after that. So it's an efficient, provocative story. It gives us electricity driving at around 20 miles an hour, and then a little bit of electric assist and propulsion. So it's a neat overall concept that enhances the total story.
Let's touch a little bit more on the interior of the VLC concept vehicle. Tell us a little bit about the interior design philosophy that you had for the vehicle going into the project.
Well, obviously, spaciousness, the perception of spaciousness, as well as real. You need to really create as much openness as you can. And so we have a Cadillac interiors are doing very, very well right now. We have a great design, great attention to detail, beautiful materials. We use cut and sewn leathers and real materials. So you'll see a broad linear width-wise expanse. There's not a big, strong center spine or center console area that moves into the IP like we traditionally see. So that just opens up this feeling of spaciousness. We've got seats that configure in a couple, three different ways. We envision personas of who would buy these types of vehicles. And even though they want a luxury car, they want it to be flexible and to move their life. You'll see screens, LCD screens that are up, or LED screens that are up, which speak to a little bit of reconfigurability. It's something that is moving in the industry today. Connectivity. When you're into cards, other things that you have is a huge demand for customers. And so we're exploring that space with what you see inside. And so you'll see a very, very different type of layout. There's a deployable screen that allows you, it's much like an iPad, that allows you to explore for the customer space, things that he would want to see. So we give attention to the customer as well as the driver, or the passenger, if you will. So it's nice evolution, a continual progressive story of the interior messages, as well as the exterior. So we're exploring lots of things when we do concept vehicles. We're talking about powertrains. we're talking about configurations, we're looking at shape, we're looking at details, we're looking at interior design. Any combination of these things you could use in production, or one or two or three of these things. Even if I just use the wood trims that I've developed inside this car, I could put those in a CTS tomorrow when it progresses that car as well. So concept cars tend to be a pack mule for ideas that we can mine off of it for other things.
The last time you and I shared the microphone was at the New York International Auto Show, and back there you introduced a concept variant of the CTS-VA wagon, and certainly one of the fastest wagons in all of the world, and it's here in Los Angeles in production form, and what a great family car. I just became a dad at a late age here. September 21st, my daughter was born, so this would be the perfect family vehicle for me.
It is. It's a wonderful car, and the CTS wagon, period, is a fantastic car. When you put V on top of it, it just makes it perfect. And I think there's not a lot of cars like it in the planet, period. There aren't any alternatives like it in the United States that you can buy. And to have a car with 556 horsepower with 0 to 60 time, you can get diapers for your daughter really fast. but I think it's a wonderful car. It's as docile as your mom's station wagon when you were young, but just a raging animal when you want it to be, that it can do so many things. And we're excited about the car. We pushed to get that car built, and I think what it shows is a dedication from Cadillac that we understand the enthusiast, and we understand we probably aren't going to sell a lot of these cars. But what we hope is that those who actually buy it just recognize just what a wonderful option it is out there in the marketplace. It has all the same attributes as the CTS-V coupe and CTS-V sedan, but with just more space in the back. And the beautiful shape of the sport wagon gives you something so distinctive and so unique. And when you see those driving around on the road, it is as significant as the coupe is, but that much more functional, because you can just do so many more things. So.
When will the CTS-V wagon be available for purchase?
You could go down to your dealership this week and order one. It'll be available here within the next couple of weeks.
That's very cool. So the CTS lineup is complete now with, as you say, the sedan, the coupe, and now the sport wagon variant. That's all good news, and great news about the VLC concept vehicle. You can check it out in person here at the LA Auto Show. Clay Dean is one of our favorites, Director of Design for Cadillac. Clay, thank you so much for your time here today.
We thank you for spending time with us, too.
We'll take a time out, and then more of our program around the bend.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back here bringing you extensive coverage of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, along with Jesse Toprak from True Car, who is Vice President of Industry Trends. Is that correct, Jesse? I got it right. How do you like that? Well, I'm a little jet-lagged, but always love coming to L.A., and certainly this show continues to grow in prominence in the automotive industry. It used to be held at a real funky time of the year, right kind of at the beginning of the year, almost over the holiday periods, and kind of was in competition with Detroit, but a few years back, they made a good decision to move this show, and it's paid off.
It has indeed. The timing is really important when you're trying to unveil things for the first time, and we're seeing that the LA Auto Show, especially in the last couple of years, grabbing the limelight in terms of the new intros and the buzz created around the new introductions, you know, electric vehicles. So the changing of the timing of the show was a great decision. And on top of that, I think this year we are seeing more of an upbeat mood in the show, whereas last couple of years it was a little somber, you know, you had exhibits with no lights on.
Yeah.
It seemed like there was no joy. And now it's the opposite. We have the lights, we have the smokes, we have the show, the techno music that gets annoying after a couple hours, but you still have to endure it all day long. But the overall vibe is really good, and I think that it shows that the demand is coming back, and automakers are coming up with some of the best lineup of product mix that they ever had.
I've been here at my broadcast locale all throughout today, and I know you haven't been here for all of the press conferences, but you've had your shot at taking a look at a few of them. What's caught your eye so far?
Well, the Murano's crossover convertible concept, now it's a reality, I guess,
uh-huh.
Is an interesting one in that it stands out. We're not quite sure which category you put on.
Yeah.
What I'm putting on the side. Is it a crossover? Is it an SUV? Is it a convertible? I guess all of the above. So it is certainly an interesting attempt at fusing
mm-hmm.
different segments to come up with that one vehicle that will go after that niche market. The way they described in the event was that they're going after 40 to 45-year-old couples with teenage kids that have active lifestyle, that like to go around, but they also like the style. I don't know how many of those people are out there that's going to be able to spend, you know, $50,000, but it's a great concept and it's a courageous attempt nonetheless. The new Quest was also unveiled, and
you can see that Nissan tried their best to make the minivan look as much as an SUV as possible. Sharp lines around it, looks more like a crossover from the rear. I think that they've done a decent job, and that market actually is also poised for growth, believe it or not, the minivan market, despite the non-coolness factor,
yeah,
so to speak, is still is alive and well, as evidenced by, you know, the Toyota's Swagger Wagon efforts, and you know, Dodge is going to come up with the new minivan that's going to have the, it's called the sort of the daddy package, which is going to be the, you know, the higher engine output and more of a sporty minivan, just to put out there that minivans aren't that uncool. There's some potential there.
That's a really good point, because for a lot of years, of course, they did extremely well sales-wise, but then people seemed to move away from them. They kind of got a bad kind of feel. They kind of got associated with some bad vibes, let's put it that way, and folks drifted more towards sport utility vehicles. But that's an interesting point that you bring up, that they're still out there, and certain brands seem to do extremely well with minivans. Of course, the Chrysler folks and Toyota with their Sienna, as well as Honda with their new Odyssey, seem to do extremely well in the minivan marketplace.
Absolutely, and we had an influx of new redesigns from pretty much all those brands you mentioned just last year. This year, you've seen new product, and whenever you have new product, clearly you have renewed interest in that lineup. So that also will help complement some of the growth in sales for the minivan segment this year.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with True Car, it's a very unique site. I mean, you guys spend a whole lot of time gathering up lots of information. Explain to our listeners a little bit about how the site works.
Sure. We are primarily a new vehicle pricing site, and within that, the most compelling product that you see on the site is a bell curve of pricing for a vehicle you're interested in buying. So the simplest way they describe it is that, let's say you're interested in that new Nissan Quest that just came out. You decided that's the right car for you, and you want to see how much people are paying for that car where you live. You go into the site, it will automatically pull down your zip code, you configure the car the way you want, and it will show you a bell curve of range of prices people are paying. It will show you the average price, it will show you ranges of prices, including great price, good price, and over market price. So you are educated about what others are paying, and this data is collected from many different sources, covering nearly half of all actual U.S. transactions. So the backing behind it is quite strong in terms of data. Just to give you an idea, you need only about 12% of all transactions to come up with intelligible guesses as to what people are paying, and we cover nearly 50%. So the data integrity really fuels the site's importance. On top of that, just recently, a few months ago, we started introducing a feature called Best Local Price.
Mm-hmm.
And that really connects the dots between giving people a guidebook value, so to speak, and actually being able to buy a car. There's always been this disconnect between what others may put out there in terms of what you should be paying, what others are paying. That's been out for me for a few years. But then what? Then what do I do with this information? You still need to go to the dealership and haggle, and hope that they get somewhere close to that price. But what happens now is that through the network that TrueCar established over the last several years, we were able to work with over 4,000 dealerships across the country that have committed to upfront pricing their cars. What that means essentially is that they give us a price that they're willing to sell the car for, which is usually below market average. And with that price, consumers can go into dealership with no negotiations and basically concentrate on the product, the features, and what the enjoyment of the new car is going to bring to them, rather than the painful process of negotiation.
That is so true, because so many people absolutely dread the process of negotiations. And another really cool thing that the folks at TrueCar do, you and your team, is every month you come out with a report, and this report is just chock full of all kinds of cool information, including what vehicles are in high demand, what vehicles have kind of a backlog on dealer lots and have deep discounts. It's a real treasure trove of value. valuable information. Tell our listeners more about that.
Yes, we've been issuing this what we call the True Trends Report since about last September. It's been about a year. And I think the idea here is that there's so much information that we gathered, and we're a little geeky about our data too. We like to sort of get into details sometimes that most consumers may not necessarily care about, but I think that it's interesting, if nothing else. It's also helpful at times in terms of looking at a different layer of information beyond just pricing. Give you an idea what I mean. That in the True Trends Report, we look at something called days in inventory. That is a measure that looks at how many days a vehicle spent on the dealership lot before it got sold. Now, if you are in the market and the car you are in the market for have a high days in inventory, let's say 100 days or more, it's been around 3-4 months in dealership lot, well, there's a good chance that you're going to get a better than average price because dealerships are motivated to get rid of it. On the other hand, you go to look at the report and the car you want to buy has, let's say, days in inventory average of 10 days, which is pretty much as they come in, they get sold. You're not going to have a lot of hesitation or flexibility in the pricing. So it gives you another layer of information that I think that makes the consumers more educated before they go to dealership lots. It also makes interest reading because it's got a bunch of rankings. I love rankings. And this month, actually today, we added a new feature to True Trends Report, which is called the Manufacturer and Brand Scorecard. And what that is basically is we looked at many different ingredients of pricing, sales, growth year over year, market share, and days of inventory, and came up with a letter grading for all brands and manufacturers and ranked them based on their success rate. And that is also available at TrueCar. If you go to True Trends tab, all the rankings are available.
Excellent. And a companion website as well, which is called Zag. Tell our listeners about that.
Zag really is the sort of the core of the dealership network. It's an affinity car buying platform where if you're a member of organizations such as USAA, Capital One, American Express, AAA, and more, Bank of America just signed on, there are more coming, you can get an upfront price guarantee from those organizations through the Zag dealership network.
Jesse, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. Love all the valuable information that you bring to our program. Thank you so much for your time here today at the LA Auto Show, and hope you get a chance to check out all the cool stuff here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of our coverage. Don't go away.
Giving your radio a broadcast tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.